This is Amber Ray.
And Rusty Tanton.
And this is episode 2 of Mostly ITP, the first show on Georgia's first podcast network, the aptly named Georgia Podcast Network. This is a show where we kind of interview people, or in this case, each other. Last time, you may recall, you want to talk?
Yeah, sure, I'll talk a little bit. Last time we got me liquored up and started asking me serious political questions, and I answered them as I got progressively drunker.
And the questions got harder the drunker he got. We forgot to mention
that.
Yeah,
that was kind of a bitch. Especially Sam's question. What was that about?
Well, Sam will throw a wrench in it. He does that.
Yeah. That jackass.
Anyway.
Well, I guess I should introduce our subject for podcast 2, the vivacious Amber Ray, who also happens to be my goddamn girlfriend. You may know her from her blog, aptly named Being Amber Ray.
But it's not beingamberray.com.
Yeah, it's what? Amber?
Amber.tangerinecs.com, and I don't really feel like explaining the URL.
Oh.
But
well,
that's
probably
where it is.
Probably would have made an interesting story.
I'll just give you the short version. When we bought the domain 6 years ago, my ex-husband and I thought we were going to start a computer repair business, and we called it Tangerine Computer Services, but tangerine.com was already taken, and tangerinecomputerservices.com was too long, so we went with TangerineCS. Then the computer repair business died and the domain stayed and the rest is history.
Well, spectacular. Anyway, you might have read all of her blasphemy and her, stories of salacious acts and stuff, mostly with me and on her blog. So without further ado, we're going to get to this.
Just tell them we were at Ryan's party.
Fair enough. Yeah, okay. We were at Ryan's party. Ryan is a friend of ours who used to be her boss and actually my boss over at my current job, her former job. And we were all getting pretty rowdy that night. And we did the same interview format that we did with me last time, except reversed. I was supposed to stay sober for the... Stay sober.
Are you sober now?
Actually, no. Brent and I had a few after work.
There you go.
They've mostly worn off.
Nevertheless, same format except for at one point when Jen Wood stole the recorder away and forever immortalized herself, probably much to her dismay the next morning, but what the hell, it's on the internet now and there's no getting rid of it.
That's right. And the other thing is we cheated with the format a little because I started drinking about halfway through the interview.
Whatever. Rules were made to be broken.
Yeah.
Here it is. Let's get to it.
Alrighty.
This is Rusty Tanton with Amber Ray. We're here at our friend Ryan's house for a party tonight. This segment that we're doing here tonight is the Get to Know Your Podcaster segment. About a week ago, we went to Drinking Liberally in Decatur to introduce me to the audience. We did this by asking me a series of questions, and after each question, I would have another drink. And so the goal of it was to get me progressively drunker to answer serious questions. Now we're going to do the same thing with Amber here tonight. Will you have any thoughts about this here, Amber?
Let's do it.
Sweet. Okay, our first question for Amber. She's finished for her first drink. What was your first drink?
It was an orange juice and vanilla vodka mixed by Ryan.
Okay, great. Good answer. I'm just kidding. Okay, what our actual question is going to be here, and it's an easy one to start out with. Recently in the news this week, there was a story that Interstates 75 and 575 were going to be expanded up to 23 lanes. Is this a good or a bad idea, and why?
It's a terrible idea. Okay, first of all, that's absolutely ridiculous because how dangerous would that be? Interstates are already dangerous. If it was 23 lanes, people would really treat it like it was a NASCAR track and just there would be accidents all the time. Secondly, as you mentioned on your blog, and I agree, it's not a sustainable method of development. I mean, I don't know, like all that would do is turn into a big parking lot. We should invest in other transit options because I don't really see how anybody can actually think that that's going to be a good idea. I don't know what else to say.
Okay, this is Rusty. I'm here with Amber again. She's finished drink number two, which was
a really strong screwdriver made by Booze, a.k.a. Brent.
Booze. Yeah. Okay, so here's your question. This ought to be a pretty easy one. Do you prefer, as a model for funding governments, a sales tax model or an income tax model, and why?
Which is the one that Tennessee has?
Tennessee runs on a sales tax.
Sales tax we only.
They're sales tax only. We run on a mix of income taxes and sales
tax. I prefer not what Tennessee has, so income tax and sales tax.
Any reason why?
Well, because if people aren't going to buy stuff, then you don't get any tax.
That's true. Okay.
I don't really.
Any other reason?
Well, I don't know. It just makes more sense.
Okay. Good. All right. This is Rusty. I'm here with Amber after her third drink, which was a...
Same thing.
Same thing. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so... Same thing. Same thing. Okay, so here's the question for you, Amber. At what point... It seems most people would agree that governments need some sort of power of eminent domain. At what point does it stop? How far should they be able to go?
First of all, I'd like to say that this process of interviewing me is a little more skewed than it was for Rusty, because Rusty always had really good answers for everything. He always does. But my answers aren't very good sober. And so drunk, they're just sort of deer in headlights. So, you know, but I'm actually really smart. I'm smarter than my answers would lead you to believe. So that's my disclaimer up front. As to your question,
if he gets out, what they call
him? When they can, like, buy your house if they want it, right?
Yeah, if they need to widen a road or, you know, build a school or something.
I wrote a poem about this when I was about 8 years old, and it won an award in Columbia County, and it was called The Rude Man, because I asked my mom this very question when I was a little kid about widening roads, and she said that if someone doesn't give their permission for you to, like, cut off their yard to build the road, then they can just build the road right through your yard anyway. And so I wrote a poem about that. And that's not an answer.
No, actually, that was on a good track there. I was interested to hear that.
I mean, I don't... You know...
Oh, come on, it was going well.
Well, my point is... I don't know what my point is. I don't really... I don't...
He was laughing at Burger King guy dancing around.
The Burger King's here.
It's Burger King.
Let's just leave this as it is, because it's a debacle already. Well, for the next question, I'll have a better answer.
All right, fair enough. All right, this is Rusty. I'm here with Amber again after, what, about another drink?
Well, sort of. I was sipping on one screwdriver, and then Jen told me to drink this concoction. I don't know what it is. I'm waiting for a pizza to get here, so we're kind of breaking the rules, but whatever.
Yeah, little tips, yeah.
Because I don't drink as much as Rusty, so three drinks with vodka in it is enough for me.
Okay. Well, anyway, let's move on to the question then. The question is, in this past, still going on, this state legislature session, the Democrats, in a surprise move, came out with a bill to propose Bible study courses in classes. Do you think this is a good thing or a bad thing, and why?
I think it can be okay. The only thing that concerns me about it mainly is the timing of it. It's a little weird. It's a little like, why did they decide to do that now?
Mm-hmm.
Are they trying to win back Republican moral issue voters by bringing the Bible into it? I think it could be okay. It's not necessarily a bad thing to teach religion courses in school, okay?
As long as they're religious.
As long as they are academic in nature.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, trying to convert all the students is another issue altogether. But
yeah.
You know, I don't think on its own that it's a bad thing. It's probably actually a good thing because a lot of these people who are so, you know, rabid Christian, I don't really know that they actually know that much about their religion in a historical context. But Georgia's schools suck. That is a fact. Georgia public schools are not very good. Something like 48th or 49th in the nation. So I kind of feel like maybe we should focus on improving the core curriculum, math, English, science, all that, before we move on to extracurricular classes such as religion. I just think that it's a weird, like, the timing of it is...
opportunistic.
Yeah. There's definitely an agenda behind it, which is all right. I mean, for God's sake, the Democrats need to win back people as much as they can, but I just don't know if this is the best way to do it. It seems a little reactionary and not grounded in any actual kind of, like, policy...
That looks good.
Okay, that's my answer.
Good. Very good.
Okay, Amory.
Say who you are first.
My name is Jen Wood.
Okay.
And I am asking Amber A, like, what size bra she started out with and what size bra she's at now.
Whoa. Now I'm at 34D. That's been my bra size for, I'll just go ahead and take this from you. You know.
I really don't think it's a 34D.
I can take it off and show you because.
I think it's a discrepancy.
Maybe the D part.
The cup or the.
No, it doesn't. Seem like that because I'm small this way around, but you know, like,
no, she doesn't wear tight shirts either, so like, it's not like all fitted.
I can attest that they're very large.
See,
did we catch them on the microphone?
Oh, yeah, we got it. This has really good sound,
okay.
But I didn't even know my real bra size till I was like late in my teens because
but most people don't ever know their real bra size.
Really,
talk to Oprah. I'm serious, she's like, like, nobody knows their real bra size.
Well, you know, actually, well, I went and got measured, and actually, when I got measured, the woman in the department store who measured me gave me the same speech. She was like, my daughter wears a such and such D, but she was wearing a 48A, and she thought it was her bra size, and it wasn't.
Just 48A?
That's a weird.
I mean,
that's the weirdest size I've ever heard of.
She was wearing, like, the opposite of.
It's like a 72A. Like
she was.
This is Rusty. I'm here with Amber Ray. We're on question six here, and you know, I've got a little confession to make myself. I'm a little bit into the booze. So,
like two beers.
No, I'm a little further than that, but
lost track.
I mean, a few. Anyway, last question. Is there ever a day when you could foresee yourself voting for a Republican?
No, there is not.
Oh, that's a simple yes or no question?
Yes. Now,
what about like a Giuliani kind of character who's like, you know, who's pro-choice? And,
Is he
pro-choice? Yeah, he is.
Is he really?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe him. I thought he was okay. And when I was at NYU, people were always like, everybody hated him. And there were always these stickers that people had on their doors that were like, Giuliani is a Nazi. Or like, that's not what they said, but, you know, everybody had a problem with him. I didn't really see what the big goddamn deal was. I thought he was actually a pretty decent guy. Mm-hmm. But then again, I was not a native New Yorker. I was not involved with, you know, New York.
Well, Giuliani, you know, went up as sort of this hard-ass prosecutor guy who went after a bunch of people.
Which is fine, I think. I mean, it's like the same mentality of people who talk about, oh, gentrification is so bad. Well, do you want to live next to a crack house? Do you? I don't think you do.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, I think, like, in Atlanta, who do the in-town neighborhoods belong to? Do they belong to the people who live in Atlanta, work in Atlanta, you know, support this city with their tax dollars? Or do they belong to fucking crackheads who make, you know, make me afraid to walk down the street in the fucking ghetto because I'm not trying to get raped? You know, I mean, I don't really have sympathy for those people. And I'm sorry. And if anybody tries to call me a racist about it, they can just lick my asshole, because it is not a race thing at all. It's, I don't want somebody fucking mugging me, okay? Mm-hmm. I just want to live in the city and give my tax dollars to the city, to locally owned businesses, for the most part, because I'm not going to be a hippie about it either. I like to go to Barnes & Noble as much as the next guy. But, you know, Jesus Christ, I don't want to be afraid for my life. And that's strayed from the question, didn't it? It just pisses me off, is all I'm saying.
Great.
I guess that's about it. All right, people.
Well, that's your evening here. We've kind of cheated at this game as we went along.
But it's different with me, because I don't...
Well, no, I mean, we cheated at it because, first of all, the interviewer is drunk, too, which isn't supposed to happen.
But didn't get drunk.
And, like we actually handed off question 5 to a different interviewer.
Jen would commandeer.
Yeah, well, you know, it wouldn't have happened if I hadn't let her.
The public wants to know my bra size.
Yeah, and I think that was a fine... I think that was a fine question.
We should ask the 7th question.
Fine, bring it on, Booze. Do you have a question?
Booze, do you want to... Booze's got a question.
My question is, Amber Ray, are you ever going to, like, go out and drink with me till, like, 6 in the morning?
Probably not. I seriously doubt it. Because even though you are several years older than me, I feel like an old woman compared to some of the descriptions of things that you do.
Good answer.
Do you have a question, Ryan?
Yes.
While we're at it. Aw. Alright, well, that's the end of it.
I guess that's our evening.
It's gonna be 7.
That's it.
Well,
that's
unless
it.
You have a question.
Unless you wanna...
Ryan used to be my boss, by the way. That's the history here. Ryan was my boss, and Brent was my coworker, and we always boozed together. Brent is also known as Booze, by the way.
Describe your work ethic.
My work ethic?
Question.
Who do you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know.
Who are some of your mentors?
My mentors?
Yeah.
Sam. and you and Ryan.
All right.
Yeah. Because I wouldn't be at this point if it weren't for you guys, let's be honest.
This is not alcohol?
I know it's not, but Jesus, go easy on me.
Admire in management of
that question.
I was asked that by
really?
Yeah,
but,
oh my god.
Is the reason that I quit that job. I'm going on the record saying that.
So you admire.
Oh wow.
She got you into a better.
We're gonna have
place
to start beeping
life.
Shit out here, aren't we?
She doesn't work there anymore.
Yeah. Oh well, never mind then.
Yeah.
Okay.
She can.
This is gonna be the best podcast ever.
Okay, now that you know both of your podcasters, we can actually start getting to some, how you say, some real podcasting. So tune in to the future episodes of Mostly ITP to actually hear us, you know, interview people and stuff and talk about things topical.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Hey, Mom, I'm hungry. What are we going to eat? Sugar, you know that we only got the food that's in the refrigerator because we're poor. The lights ain't going to be on this month. You know that. Well, Mama, I'm starving. I don't want another sandwich. I don't want no peas. I don't want no damn green beans. That's all we've been eating for the last month. Sweetheart, come in here. We're going to look in the refrigerator together. Refrigerator opens. Oh! Mama, what is that? It's in the bag. It's looking at us. It's called Chicken Viola. Mom, what is this? I don't know. Let me pull it down. Pulls down the bag. Basically, sweetheart, it's this chicken viola. You just add water and you cook it in a skillet. It sounds good. It comes with the chicken already inside. I'm excited. Mama, we're going to have a home-cooked meal for the first time in 6 months. 6 months, Mama. It's been since Christmas since we ate like this. It's going to be good. Mama, this is some good shit. I'm so glad you cooked tonight. I'm glad I did not have to have another damn sandwich. Chicken Viola, for those nights where you want to switch it up a